Good morning, everyone. I think I'm going to put on the 2-minute warning light. We'd like to start. Not starting quite on time, but my goal is to start on time. And I will try ever harder to do that. Respect our agenda. Before we begin our work today, the secretary has some housekeeping remarks to share with you. Secretary, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair, and good morning to all of you. I have some messages for you, some invitations to side events to allow you to plan your lunchtime better and usefully. First of all, there's an invitation to all G77 members. There will be a G77 plenary meeting, and it will be held in the Malaysia room, that's B227, today at 12:30. Today at 12:30 in the Malaysia room. Secondly, just to remind you, there will be a meeting on Codex information and communication policies in the Austria room from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. Lunch will be provided, sandwiches will be provided there, which will be followed also by a showing of the STDF video, information about the STDF, from 2 o'clock to 2:30 here in the plenary hall. I will make these announcements again probably before lunch. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Secretary. Tunisia, please. You have some comments on these meetings, please.
أريد أن أعلن عن اجتماع أعضاء لجنة التنسيق للشرق الأدنى على الساعة منتصف النهار ونصف في هذا اليوم بقاعة كوبا قاعة B245 وهو استدعاء إلى كافة أعضاء لجنة التنسيق للشرق الأدنى. شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Sorry, while I have the floor, just to note that we will no longer accept now LIM documents. We have closed the acceptance for LIM documents. Thank you very much. And also the nomination period for the chairperson will close at lunchtime. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Would it have been worse if I had said, thank you, Madam Chair? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Now, let's turn our attention to, I believe we completed our work with part two. And we're ready to start with part three, which are standards and related texts held at the commission, by the commission, at step eight. The first one in the list is the draft standard for bitter cassava, which was placed on hold in step eight by last year's commission with a plan for how to resolve the issues that were standing in the way of consensus for that draft standard. This draft standard is therefore not on our agenda for work this year, because the work is ongoing to resolve the issues that were standing in the way of consensus. So I merely mentioned bitter cassava for your information. The next draft standard in the in part three, which has been held by the commission for some years, is the draft MRL for recombinant bovine somatotropin. This standard is listed. It's included for your information only at this point. There having been no request by members, by delegates, to review this matter. The next standard for discussion, then, would be ractopamine, which the commission held, last year's commission held at step 8. Some work has taken place over the last year, and we need to now consider the results of that work and, if possible, come to a decision about how to handle this draft standard. I open the floor for comments. European Community, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Taking into account that ractopamine is included in the priority list for EJECFA review of residue data in pigs, the European Community considers that the proposed MRLs for ractopamine should be returned to Step 6 for comments at CCRVDF level once the EJECFA report is available. The EC is confident that this provides the best prospect for reaching a consensual agreement for the adoption of this particular standard. Thank you.
Thank you very much, European Community. China, please.
首先中国代表团表示支持强烈支持欧盟代表团有关莱克多巴胺议题的意见，同时中国想声明以下几点。第一，中国根据第31届CAC大会的决议以及相关的要求，组织实施并完成了对莱克多巴胺 在猪体内残留消除的试验，并向第18届 CCRDF 会议提交了试验报告。中国的试验结果表明，肌肉、肝脏、肾脏均仅出了有超过莱克多巴胺最大残留限量的结果。莱克多巴胺在猪的肺体、肺脏内的残留非常高， 达到了599个 ppb， 超出肝脏的 MRSLS 达到14倍， 超出肾脏的有6倍， 存在着很大的风险。第二，中国和欧盟是世界上最大的猪肉生产和消费国家和国家集团，同时包括中国在内的部分亚洲国家居民有喜爱 消费、肝脏、肾脏等内脏的习惯，同时，贝塔兴奋剂曾经在中国和其他一些地方曾出现过中毒的事情的发生。鉴于此原因，中国政府对此高度重视，也高度重视这个议题。我们要求本委员会在审议莱克多巴胺残留限量标准的时候，持十分慎重的态度。第三， 鉴于中国的试验已经表明莱克多巴胺存在着很大的风险，同时在第18届 CCRDF 这个会议上已将莱克多巴胺列入到优先评估的目录中间，所以说没有理由在对捷克法通过这个对中国试验数据的评估之前来审议并通过这个莱克多巴胺限量标准。第四，中国愿意积极配合捷克法对中国试验数据进行评估。最后，中国代表团同时想表示同意昨天下午厄瓜多尔代表团有关食品标准方面的一些意见。中国代表团认为争取时间通过更多的标准固然重要，但是我们认为按照这个程序，按照食品法典委员会的程序，以协商一致为原则通过标准，让更多的成员国能够切实的执行这个标准更加重要。假如说大家记得的话，昨天上午主席女士曾经说过，食品法典委员会制定标准是包容的、开放的，是以协商一致为原则的。谢谢大家。
Thank you very much, China. At this point, having heard two two interventions that raise questions about the evaluation, the scientific evaluation of this substance, ractopamine, by JECFA, and through the processes of the Codex Committee on Residues of Veterinary Drugs and Foods, I suggest that it is advisable now, before taking other interventions from the floor, and I see you, Brazil, I note it, thank you, that I will ask for some further clarification from the United States, which hosts this committee and chairs the CCRVDF, and then from JECFA. So United States, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate that. Good morning. We had a very, very, very good meeting of CCRVDF in Natal, Brazil, and I just want to acknowledge how well everybody worked through these very challenging issues. And you've heard from the EU and China. As you know, both the product, ractopamine, was approved in 1999 and is currently used now in 26 countries. Ractopamine was evaluated by JECFA at its 62nd and 66th sessions, and at that time they established the acceptable daily intake and also set the maximum residue levels for cattle and pig tissues. We had met at the 17th session of the CCRVDF to consider the recommendations from JECFA, and at that time did advance the MRLs to Step 8 for adoption by the CAC. At the time, it was noted then that there are some countries that do have legislation that does not allow the use of beta agonists for growth promotion. At the 31st session of the CAC, with again extensive discussion, at that time they requested that there be an opportunity for any further new information, scientific information, to come back for assessment by JECFA, and then at the 18th session of the CCRVDF in Natal, Brazil, we then took a look to see what had happened over that past year. And at the time, the European Committee had worked through EFSA to take a look at JECFA's data and the risk assessment, and JECFA will fill us in a moment, but basically at that time there had been no additional new science, and also we had a very, very good study presented by China. And when we had gone through the data from China, as you've heard, the situation there was one that upon looking at the data, the total amount of ractopamine with metabolites had been assessed. And when you take a look and bring that out and separate that out, the data is very supportive of the MRLs that JECFA had set. The concern, therefore, appropriately, was how do we take a look at the new data that China had brought forward with their concerns that you just heard. They, in fact, do intake other tissues beyond the major tissues that we have the MRLs on. And at that time, CCRVDF then decided that
please,
this
United
would be
States
a program
wrap
in
up,
order
please.
To have JECFA have an expert consultation for exposure relative to international and regional differences in food consumption, and that this would be the approach to address the issues and concern that China had raised. And so with that, the CCRVDF again said there had been no further change in science to change the MRLs that JECFA had given us, and that's why we're back saying from the CCRVDF it should go forward. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Thank you, United States. You are suggesting then that the issues raised by the Chinese data, if I understand you, according to your calculations, support the JECFA MRL?
Yes.
And that the other issues raised actually speak to JECFA procedures and the structuring of the analysis and what tissues to consider and not. Well, perhaps I'll let the, it would be better if I let the actual experts clarify the matter further. Thank you very much. And could I now turn to the JECFA Secretariat for clarification?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Maybe I will be a bit more than my 3 minutes, but good morning, everybody. Let me try to explain what JECFA has done and where the new data from China comes in. Now, as we heard from the chair of the CCRVDF, JECFA has been asked one time before to reevaluate the MRLs for ractopamine, which it did, and it reconfirmed the MRLs that had been proposed at the first instance of evaluation. Now, as we also heard, and I should be a bit explicit here, we had a very good discussion about ractopamine in Natal, in the CCRVDF, and the data that was submitted also to CCRVDF is the same data as you see now in the LIM document number 14. This data is not based on the analysis of the marker residue, which is free ractopamine, but it analyzes the marker residue plus metabolites. Thus, you get much higher levels. Now, in the exposure assessment that JECFA performs in order to assess the whether the MRLs proposed would be in compliance with the acceptable daily intake, JECFA takes all residues into account. So in this context, I completely agree with what has been said before, that the data, if you would calculate back the ratios of the marker to total residue, you would be in compliance with the MRLs that have been proposed at the moment. So from this point of view, there is it's also not possible, given that the data is different from the ones that were used to set the MRLs, because they are not based on free ractopamine. It's not possible to use these data directly to reassess the MRLs as such. Neither is it possible to use these data to directly look at other tissues. Now, the exposure assessment that was done on ractopamine shows that if all residues from the four target tissues that have been chosen by CCRVDF and has been followed by JECFA for all the assessment of veterinary drug residues so far, a number of 90-something, show that there is room for the occasional consumption of also other tissues. And as was said by the chair of CCRVDF, this issue with other tissues would be an issue which would be important to look at, but that would not be specifically related to ractopamine, but would be a more general issue that we could take, we are going to take up in our future work. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that careful explanation from the Secretariat. Do I understand you to say that you have already planned then to consider how to address the question of the consumption of other than what are now considered standard target tissues? Can you please clarify that matter for us? That is an issue raised by the data from China.
The RVDF, the JECFA Secretariat also presented the starting of some new work on a what you would call a decision tree approach for risk assessment of veterinary drug residues. And among those issues which should be considered in the future is, of course, whether the exposure assessments that have been done so far based on either the total residues at the MRL level or other proposed exposure assessment methods to look into more deeply this issue also with respect to what has been mentioned by China, but also what is being done elsewhere with other types of chemical substances that are could pose a risk if they were in the food supply. So we have not planned any specific meeting at this point in time, but we have taken the request that has come from CCRVDF, and we will include this request in the further work that we are going to do in the next few years on this particular issue. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I hope the Commission will agree that for these kinds of interventions, we need to allow sort of the suspension of the two-minute rule, because these are interventions that are explicitly designed to educate and explain technical data. So they really do go beyond. They should be allowed, I believe, suspension of that rule. I will now recognize Brazil. Brazil, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Brazil, once more, would like to take upon the issue of adoption of ractopamine at step 8. Brazil is basing the point on account of the work developed in the Commission and in the specific committee. At this Commission, may recall, it further agreed that its third second session, it would decide on the adoption of the MRLs for ractopamine based on the report of the 18th session of the CCRVDF. In addition of this, Madam Chair, in paragraph 21 of the CCVDF report, it was decided that there was no significant new data available that would justify the inclusion of ractopamine for reevaluation. Therefore, Madam Chair, Brazil asks the Commission for the timely adoption of ractopamine at step 8. Talking a little bit about the positions expressed by the previous delegations, we would like to underline that it's not necessary to make any kind of other tests in terms of ractopamine based on the studies already established by JECFA, and also the decision made in the specific committee was very clear. We would like to stress that the Commission adopted the ractopamine at step 8 based on the decision of the specific committee. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, sir. Norway, excuse me, Norway, please. Thank you, Madam Chair. Some of this latest discussion has made me think that I'm attending a JECFA meeting, and I thought I was attending a Commission meeting. Norway supports the proposal from EC and China to return the MRLs for Actopamine to step 6 until the new JEFCA review is available and have the discussion at that meeting and not at this meeting. Such a technical discussion is needed on the outcome of the JEFCA evaluation, and it should take place in the CCRVDF. A particular attention should be given to data from developing countries when doing risk evaluations. We would also like to underline that veterinary medicinal products should be used only if necessary. Veterinary medicinal products should be used only to prevent and cure disease and injuries and not to fit animals into production. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'll now take the intervention of South Africa.
Madam Chair, thank you very much. From our point of view, we would start by recalling discussions from last year's session where we decided to hold this until there has been further review by JECFA on account of interventions from the European Community and from China. I see us now wanting to follow the same route, and I think there have been interventions from the chair of that committee by the US. There have been intervention from JECFA with regards to what should happen to the standard. I think yesterday we took a position which I think perhaps is merited at this point in time, that we adopt the standard at this point in time with a proviso of continued vigilance by JECFA when new data becomes available. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, sir. Argentina.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Argentina desea intervenir a los efectos de expresar que comparte la opinión del JECFA y lo expresado por Brasil. Creemos que con 26 países que están utilizando este medicamento, lo que necesita el Codex es adoptar una decisión definitiva, al menos hasta que aparezcan nuevos datos que justifiquen la realización de una nueva evaluación de riesgos. Nos parece, señora presidenta, que este es uno de los casos en los que el Codex debería tener en cuenta el hecho de no producir demoras indebidas en la adopción de decisiones. Gracias.
Thank you very much. Madam Canada, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. And let me express my appreciation to the JECFA for the work that they have done and the very clear explanation that they've provided. Madam Chair, it's clear that the MRL has been established in science. It's been reconfirmed based on science. There appears, therefore, to be no outstanding science issue remaining with respect to the MRL. As JECFA has explained, they will take up consideration around exposure assessment that would give further consideration to additional tissues, but this has no bearing on the MRL currently at step 8 for the target tissues noted. As a result, Madam Chair, it appears consistent with the appropriate considerations in Codex that there is no legitimate basis to not move forward with the standard as proposed. To move backwards, as has been proposed now to step 6, would be frankly an affront to the science as it has been laid out for us. As a result, Madam Chair, and as has been noted quite eloquently by several speakers, I believe we are at a point where the Commission has before it the evidence upon which it can adopt the standard. Thank you.
Indonesia, please.
Indonesia delegation would like to thank to CEKFA with this had done very well and give the explanation very good. And therefore, Madam Chair, Indonesia delegation would like to support to this standard to be adopted in this session. And also, we would like to suggest to the Commission that we should trust to the committee of this the technical committee. And also I would like to suggest that any technical discussion should be done in the technical committee, not in this commission. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, sir. Bosnia Herzegovina.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Bosnia and Herzegovina supports the position of EC and Norway on this issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Costa Rica.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Costa Rica apoya el avance de este anteproyecto de LMR para la raptopamina. Hemos recibido una explicación muy amplia del IECFA, por cuanto ya existen límites establecidos para esta sustancia, y creemos que no sería conveniente retener más por más tiempo este proyecto. Gracias.
Thank you, sir. Switzerland, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, Switzerland strongly supports the very clear statements made by the European Community, China, and Norway. Switzerland fully endorses the proposal made by the previous delegations to return the draft MRLs for raptopamine to step 6. Madam Chair, the JECFA Secretariat has given us some explanations on how they carried out the work. And the issue of what tissues to consider or not, of course, is very relevant to the discussion. The delegation from China clearly stated that consumers in several regions of the world consume lungs, livers, kidneys. And the delegation of China also reported on cases of food poisoning, which occurred following the consumption of residues of beta agonists in pig meat and byproducts. Madam Chair, Switzerland would like to echo the very wise recommendation made by the delegation of China to the Commission, and that is we should exercise great caution in the examination of the MRLs for raptopamine. And further, Madam Chair, we should also keep in mind the mandate of the Codex and also not only consumer health protection, but also consumer confidence in Codex work. And I think it's very relevant as we discuss the MRLs for raptopamine, to keep that in mind and not to hastily adopt these MRLs at step 8, but to return them back to step 6 while awaiting the new assessment from JECFA. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Madam, Republic of Korea, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We, Korea, propose to adopt the MRL of raptopamine as a Codex regulation Lactoferrin is authorized to use in pig and cattle for the improvement of weight gain and carcass leanness in many member countries. JECFA evaluated the safety of the lactoferrin. As a Korean delegation known, CCRVDF also reviewed the Chinese result in last session. We, Korea, strongly ask to finalize the lactoferrin in this CAC meeting. Thank you.
Tonga, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Tonga is of the view that the current scientific advice of today supports this adoption of the standard. In addition, Tonga has also full confidence on the ability of Coltex to review the standard about new scientific advice in the future. Therefore, it is with distrust on the science of today and of Coltex capability to change in the future that Tonga fully support the adoption of this standard.
Thank you, sir. Mexico, please.
Gracias, señora presidente. México quiere unirse al apoyo en la adopción de este documento, ya que Codex es un organismo basado en ciencia y la ciencia ha demostrado que no hay problema en la adopción y en el trámite 8 del uso de lactopamina.
Thank you. Singapore, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Given the results of recent residue studies conducted by China, Singapore is concerned whether the proposed MRLs for lactoferrin in meat and also various edible offals would indeed be adequate. We are also concerned whether the metabolites would have pharmacological effect, and we think that this should also be considered in establishing the MRLs. We therefore support the proposal for MRLs, and if necessary, even the withdrawal periods, to be re-evaluated by JECFA so that appropriate MRLs may be established as reference to facilitate international trade. And we also support the point raised by Norway on the appropriate use of veterinary drugs. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Jamaica, please.
Jamaica, too, would like to acknowledge the work done by JECFA, as well as the chair of the Codex Committee on Veterinary Drug Residue, and we would like to support the standard, the MRL be advanced to step 8. Thank you.
Thank you. Cuba, please.
Que considera que se han cubierto todos los procedimientos y reglas establecidos por el Codex y que todas las evidencias científicas y el trabajo de sus comités demuestran que se pueden establecer estos límites y Cuba considera que debe ser aprobada la norma. Muchas gracias.
Thank you. New Zealand, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think it's fair to say we find ourselves in a real dilemma on this issue in the Commission. We have heard very clearly this morning from the JECFA Secretariat, as well as from a number of countries, about the scientific basis for the conclusions arrived at by CCRVDF. Clearly, the assessments that have supported the recommendation to adopt this standard have been very clearly articulated by the explanations provided by the JECFA Secretariat this morning. The methodology used, the selection of the target tissues on which the MRLs were determined and so on. We complement the work that has been done to support to the point that we have achieved. Clearly, there are concerns from European Community and China in relation to the consumption patterns and the exposure levels that these countries face. And we acknowledge there are concerns. Codex certainly should attempt to establish standards that do take into account the exposure levels in various countries. And we have heard this morning from the JECFA the basis on which most of the recommendations have thus far been determined. And if we are going to review the methodology, we support the proposal that JECFA Secretariat has made. The issue for us is whether it is appropriate in the meantime to hold a standard that meets all of the criteria by which decision-making has been made so thus far. And it is with that that we believe that it is appropriate for the Commission to move forward with the recommendation, but at the same time give very high priority to evaluation of the tissues and the specific requirements that China and Europe have raised. We recognize that's a very important one, and we would like to suggest a clear decision on how we expedite that work and move forward very rapidly. Thank you.
Thank you, New Zealand. Egypt, please.
شكراً سيدة الرئيسة. بعد إيضاح الأمر من لجنة الخبراء الجيكفا وتقرير لجنة التي اجتمعت في البرازيل، نرى أن يتم النظر طبقاً لتقرير الجيكفا وتقييمها في تقييم لبعض الأنسجة وطبقاً للبيانات الجديدة التي يمكن تقديمها. ولكن إن لم يكن هناك جديد في الأمر، فإننا نؤيد اعتماد الوثيقة عند الخطوة رقم 8. شكراً.
Saudi Arabia, please.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. شكرا سعادة الرئيسة. الواقع أن المملكة تؤكد دعم اعتماد هذا المشروع، وخصوصا أمس ذكرتي في الصباح أن لا يكون الكمال عدو للمنتجات، فلذلك نؤكد أنه يمكن اعتماد هذا المشروع و يمكن تعديل أي ملاحظات فيما بعد. شكرا.
Thank you, sir. Vietnam, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Vietnam have been to the last two meeting of the CCVDF, and also the, on the meeting of the CAC, the last two session, and we follow this issue very carefully because Vietnam, like other the developing countries, put our trust on Codex, and we look at how Codex act to decide and to formulate our policy on using the veterinary drug. And through the some last meeting, we noticed that the scientific evidence, scientific data provided by JECFA for the MRNs of tractopamine is very, very well developed, very well provided, and we believe that at this stage, CSE can adopt the MRN-11 for the ractopamine. So for the country like Vietnam, we can feel confident on this figure and go ahead with using this veterinary drug properly in our animal production. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Chile, please.
Tenía el temor de que no me hubiera visto porque como estamos al confín del mundo, igual que en la geografía, pero afortunadamente usted tiene una visión amplia. Nosotros apoyamos el proceso normativo del Codex. algunos años atrás nosotros dijimos que el proceso del Códex para la aprobación de normas iba a ser basado en el análisis del riesgo. Y para el análisis del riesgo se comienza con la evaluación del riesgo. Y en este momento tenemos la opinión del organismo científico, la IECFA, con los datos que hasta hoy día tiene. Y por tanto nos parece respetable de que con lo que hoy día existe sea aprobada esta norma. También concordamos con lo señalado por Nueva Zelanda y Sudáfrica, que si hay aportes nuevos después que esta norma ya sea aprobada como norma internacional, tenga prioridad en su revisión. Pero para el día de hoy nosotros estamos de acuerdo en que se apruebe la norma y no quede como retenida, dado que no se condice el que quede retenida con lo que veremos más adelante del plan estratégico y una de las funciones que es de apurar la gestión normativa. Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, sir. Turkey, please.
Merci, Madame Lachère. Tout d'abord, je voudrais bien signaler à mon collègue chilien que la proximité n'est pas un avantage. J'ai dû attendre pour avoir la parole. Et puis après, si vous me permettez, je voudrais remercier à JECFA pour les données techniques qu'ils nous ont fournies. Mais ce que nous voyons, ce ne sont pas suffisantes pour prendre une décision équitable et satisfaire tout le monde. Donc, l'avis de la délégation turque est de retourner en étape 6 pour pouvoir de prendre une décision assez rassurée. Merci beaucoup.
Thank you, sir. My apologies. My apologies to everyone I don't catch right away. It's surprisingly difficult to read those flags. Next, I'd like to take the Netherlands.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As we will also discuss under other agenda points, it is important to take into account also data from, let's say, developing countries. There's often a lack of these data. But in case these data exist, we should actually take them seriously and also involve them in the debate. So we think that, in fact, in this case, there are data of a different nature. There are serious concerns in especially some countries, and that also represent many consumers with specific eating habits. So we think that it would be appropriate to really consider that. And apart from that, we can fully support the arguments of the European Commission, and we believe it's not appropriate to, it's appropriate to stand back at step 6. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Philippines, please.
The Philippines supports the decision of the 18th CCBRDF that there was no significant new data available that would justify the inclusion of ractopamine in the priority list for complete re-evaluation by JECFA, and thus sustain its support for adoption of MRLs for ractopamine. Thank you.
Thank you, Philippines. Before I take the next country requesting to speak, I know we are hearing, this is a long process, and we are hearing from a lot of delegations. And I suggest that it's worthwhile to do this because we're making a very important decision, not just with respect to a single draft MRL, but about a decision in which we should bring full mindfulness to the way we make the decision and the reason we make the decision. So I suggest that it's important to hear from the members of the family who wish to express their views. Thank you. And I would next take Sweden.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We have heard many words today, as you have said, and in our view, the mandate of Codex is to protect the health of the consumer. And we have also heard that ractopamine is authorized in 26 countries up to date. But Codex has more than 180 members. And this is why, in our opinion, we should be cautious and take the an approach as was suggested, among others, by China. They have concerns that their consumers have problems, and there are far more consumers in China than in Sweden, but we can wholeheartedly support them. Since there is scientific work going on, we should rather send this standard back to step six and to be discussed in the CCRVDF. We also support Norway on their comments on the use of veterinary drugs and on their comments that scientific and technical discussion should not be taking place in the Commission but in the relevant committee. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Jordan, please.
شكرا سيدة الرئيسة. الأردن يحترم التقييم الذي قامت به لجنة خبراء جكفا وهي اللجنة التي تقدم المشورة العلمية لهيئة الدستور الغذائي وبالتالي فإننا ندعم الموقف الداعي إلى اعتماد الحدود القصوى للراكتوبامين عند الخطوة الثامنة مع إعطاء الأولوية لقيام لجنة خبراء جكفا بدراسة أو تقييم المخاطر في الحدود القصوى للراكتوبامين في الأحشاء الداخلية للحوم. شكرا سيدي.
Thank you, sir. Finland, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think here are two questions. One is that there is a scientific uncertainty which was highlighted by the decision in the last CCRVDF committee meeting where ractopamine was put in the CECFA priority list for review based on the residue depletion data from the Chinese study. And as such, this information need to be studied, not here, but at the right level, that is the committee. Therefore, we support the demands of several delegations to send this item back at step six. Besides, as it was clearly counted by my Swedish colleague, there's vast majority of member states where ractopamine is not approved as a veterinary drug. Only 26 member states use this at the moment. And these countries which do not approve ractopamine at the moment, of course, they may have various reasons to do that. But I think that for many of those countries, there is also a question that we need precaution because consumption patterns vary from countries to countries, and the health and the rights of consumers should be taken into account for the whole globe in issues like this. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Australia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We've listened carefully to a range of comments now that that have been articulated at this this forum, and there's very little I suspect can be added. We very much have confidence in the JECFA scientific process and the procedures followed by CCR-BDF. We therefore support the recommendations brought forward to this commission for the adoption of this particular standard. Equally, we do note the concerns raised around the forum, around the room in regard to some concerns with regard to consumption patterns and some questions in regard to the validity of the reviews to date. We think that in terms of how those issues can be dealt with, we very much align with the New Zealand suggestion in that regard, that in terms of a further working group of JECFA looking at in terms of the consumption patterns and some of the methodologies that are applied in the assessments that they construct. And that would be an important piece of work in regard to not only this particular issue, but other future areas. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. For the remaining interventions, of which there are about 8 or 10, may I ask you to restrict your comments to support or adopt and not give us a long explanation of why? I think the issues are becoming clear to us, so please keep your interventions to the extent you possibly can to those words. Thank you. I will next take Zimbabwe.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll be brief. It appears to me that there is no consensus on this issue, and my suggestion would be that we consider the specific issues or specific concerns of some countries. I question the wisdom of adopting a standard with strong reservations from certain countries, because I tend to think that standard would not be useful, and I think these concerns should be taken into consideration, and that the standard has to be reconsidered. However, I want to say that member states seem to be expressing lack of confidence in the procedure in which the expert scientific bodies are doing their work. So I would suggest that maybe the procedures need to be re-looked at so that they include the concerns of all member states, so that after evaluation, member states don't have to question again the validity of those evaluations. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. You raise a point that I think we need to address, because there does appear to be some confusion on the floor at the risk, and we don't want to turn this into, as one delegate suggested, a JECFA meeting or a technical committee meeting. So, but I don't want confusion or inaccurate information to be in the minds of the delegates walking away from this discussion. So I would ask at this point for a quick explanation, a clarification from the JECFA Secretariat. Please, as concise as you can make it, ma'am, and then we'll take the remaining flags that are up now, and then I will read which countries those are, and then we will pause and take a moment to consider and suggest a way forward.